Call this meeting to order at 6:30. May I have a roll call?
Supervisor Friend?
Here.
Supervisor McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Matthews? Councilmember Terrazas?
Here.
Councilmember Reed?
He's en route.
Councilmember Termini?
Here.
Citizen English?
Here.
Citizen Dexter?
Here.
Citizen Gert?
Here.
Thank you, Helga. So, next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda for April 1st. May I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Sir. Second. Okay. Motion by Councilmember Termini, second by Supervisor Friend. All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Is anyone here present for oral communications? I'd like to address the board for any item that's not on the agenda. Okay.
Hi. I just wanted to wish all of us a happy birthday because on this day, April 1st in 1860, the first library, the Santa Cruz Libraries, opened in a storefront on Front Street in Frank Cooper's General Store. It was on April 1st, and it's not a joke. So we're 143 years old today.
All right. Happy birthday. Okay. So any other members of the public that would like to address the board for an item that's not on the agenda today? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item four, presentation of the online magazine application for Xenium.
Sue Graziano,
I'm Sue Graziano, and I'm with the collection development team, 3.5 of us. And what I wanted to show you today is one of the digital products that we provide here through the public library. available digitally as well. And you can get to those from our internet resources by either going over and looking under the magazine news or typing in Xenio, which is the name of the product. In order to speed up this presentation, we have about 56 magazines that we start through here. What you would have to do when you first register for Xenio is you'll have to register twice, once with your library card through Recorded Books, which is pretty standard, and then you will register with Xenio as well. After that, you can start downloading magazines that we've carried here. So this is a sample of a magazine that I clicked on, and now I have it right on my reading list here, and I can begin reading it now. And depending on the magazine, you have the ability to print from it or just capture portions of it. And you'll want a bigger downloadable e-reader as well. Set this up this afternoon and went away. The nice thing about this is that on your tablet, it'll act just like a book as far as page turning. Smoother. need help setting it up.
Should patrons call the reference desk or?
Pardon?
Would you call, would you call Zinio?
Yeah, you could call, no, you could call us.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll walk you through it without any problem at all.
And
of course, and the advantage is you get all the ads with it too.
Just in case you were looking for something, but you can set this up so it's by table of contents and go directly to your article four or five pages as well. That can help you scroll through it faster.
Sure.
Thanks, Sue. Are there any questions?
Well, I just wanted to say that I recently traveled and I used this service. I downloaded 7 or 8 magazines onto my Kindle to read on the plane, and it was just fantastic. I didn't have to spend any money. I got the latest issues, and it worked great.
Oh, great.
And so once you really have them, you have them. They don't expire.
Right.
They don't expire.
They stay until you just...
Until you decide to clean up your own library there.
Right. But it's only the latest issue, right? You can't do back issues, right?
Well, yeah, because we've only been subscribing to it since about November.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But we own that content now, and it allows multiple users. So if Martha's looking at Bloomsbury at the same time I am, that's not a problem at all. We can both download it. So we actually have access to multiple issues of the same issue. Multiple copies of the same issue.
Any other board member questions or comments?
So, as opposed to actually purchasing an issue on Zinio, the library allows you to take this issue out and to have it to keep.
Yes.
Yes.
Until you delete it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Until you decide you don't need it any longer.
How are we letting people know this?
Yeah. Well, what's for, huh?
How are we letting people know this?
Well, that's the unfortunate thing about Zinio, is their name is at the bottom of the list.
See.
Had they should have been a Zinio or something
well,
like that.
Can we promote
so
it?
We did do a campaign, and it was through our website, through our marketing department, and I'm thinking that probably as summer comes up, we could do it again, too, to let people know. Also, I think word of mouth is great. That's why I like showing it to as many people as possible, because I'll go over to a friend's house and say, you've got it right here. You don't need to go out and buy it.
So each one of you tells one other person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Sue, I think this is outstanding. I'm just curious, how does this compare to the existing subscriptions? Is it a reduction cost for those that we're using now?
It's just another way of accessing.
Another way of accessing.
So, you know, you have to think, I mean, yes, these are probably duplicated in our regular subscriptions, paper subscriptions, but it's just another way of accessing that information, which is what we're finding more and more in our libraries at multiple points of access.
And if we pay for some subscriptions, are there some magazines that aren't included on there that we could request those to go up? Or?
Oh, yeah. You want a list?
No, is this
it? These are what we have right now.
Yeah.
But there are hundreds.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's kind of daunting when I look at the list. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the public? No? Okay, next item on the agenda is member reports. Any members have reports from their committees?
City Council passed the resolution this last meeting supporting the state legislation.
That's
actually going to a full hearing, and so the whole committee to send that resolution to now, which was sent to Scott. I'll be writing my own letter.
Great. Any others? Okay. Next item is the consent agenda. We have on the consent agenda the approval of the minutes for March 4th, 2013, and March 18th, 2013, at the special discussion on the facilities plan. If there's no changes, we can pass them both in a single motion, unless there's edits or comments. Supervisor Friend?
I have something that has light in your eyes, so I have to turn off this projector light here.
Okay.
For people in the back.
Thank you.
Because I was absent for March 4th, I just need to abstain from 6A, please.
Okay. So everything but 6A. Any other comments? Any members of the public that wish to speak to items on consent? Sir, you have 2.5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Bruce Holloway from Boulder Creek. I just wanted to point out that on page 10, the name of the county administrative officer is misspelled.
Okay, thank you. So, correction noted. Bring it back here. Are there any other comments on consent or a motion?
Move consent.
Second.
Councilmember Matthews and Citizen Member English, the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. So the next item on the agenda is the Friends of the Santa Cruz Public Libraries report. Pete?
Hi.
Oh,
my name's
sorry.
Ellen Campos, and I'm representing Friends.
Okay.
It's my turn this month.
Okay, great.
Even our president's here. Last month, most of what we focused our attention on was helping the library sponsor the big read events. Most of the events were attended by somebody from our group. And we plan on helping library with a similar event next year. It's not going to be an NEA sponsored big read, but it will be a similar program. We also have sponsored a variety of library programs, including computer classes for seniors and community poetry circles. And we are putting a lot of energy into our bookstore. If anybody has not visited it, I would really encourage you to do that. We've also launched an online bookstore. We are having an ongoing book drive, and in spite of what you might have read in the Sentinel last week, we do not want outdated travel.
No, I didn't.
That was hilarious.
I say that personally because I work in the sorting room and but we do want gently used, recent books. Those do very well in the bookstore. In April, we will be hosting a volunteer appreciation. Do you want me to wait till you sit down?
Not at all, Ellen. I would hate to interrupt.
In the Scotts Valley, I'm the Scotts Valley chapter representative, and we are having our meeting Thursday night if anyone's interested in getting involved with the chapter. We have a very active chapter. I'm just going to plug in for me and Jim here. Friday is our volunteer appreciation brunch. On the 24th, we are hosting a Chamber of Commerce mixer at the Garfield Park branch. We're having our retreat on May 11th for our board. And we are having our spring book sale. Instead of having it at the Civic this spring, we're having it outside in the parking lot. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have pizza, ice cream. We're going to have music. And the Museum of Art and History is going to partner with us, and we're really excited about trying something new for our book sale. That's all.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to staff reports. Starting with the information items.
I just want to point out three things that I thought were kind of fun. IndieFlix is another new service that actually premieres today. It's been up for a little bit, but staff's learning how to use it. And it streams award-winning films from festivals around the world, and we'll possibly demo that at some future meeting, but another great online resource that we've added. I hope you all read about the wedding that was held in Brant Supporting. And Gail's here. Gail was present at the wedding, and there were some other staff too, and it was a lovely event and kind of exciting. And the big read, the final number, this was written, I didn't have the final number because the final event hadn't taken place yet. In terms of public coming, it was 1,631 people, which is close to double, right, Janice, what happened during the Poe event, and that does not include the school numbers. We don't have those numbers yet, but we're thinking it's probably pretty close to 2,000. So an amazing coverage. And next year, I think I told you we're not planning to do a big read because you're very limited in the authors you can have, but we're trying to do a community read and coordinating that with Watsonville Public Library. So it's a true county reading program that we want to do next year. And the author hasn't been picked yet. If anybody wants on that committee, talk to Janice. On the statistics, not much except the figure that was in the newspaper was one that I provided. Looking at our visitors for this year, the average number so far over last year is up 21%, which is a healthy increase in visitors. And with that, I will turn to Marcus for the February financial snapshot.
February 2013 finished strong, like it has in the last several months, $218,000 to the good in the month of February. Year to date, we're just over $1 million in excess revenue over expenditures. That is certainly a good place to be. There is several hundred thousand dollars of expenditures in the supporting system side that will be coming online here very shortly. So that pace will not continue next month, and we might see, could possibly see a negative in the coming months, just as some of the delays in purchasing have been stretched out into April and May. In general, your cash got extra strong during the month of March. As so happens every now and then, the county paid us twice, just from a cash flow perspective, during February. So we received two monthly distributions in the same month. One was, I think, February 27th, so it was right near the cutoff. So we got March's funds early. So from a cash flow standpoint, we're doing really good. Plus, we had an extra million come in this month. In general, our cash balance should be somewhere around $2.3 million once we factor that, spread that out. As far as all of our ratios, we've talked about those before. You're in a very, this board is, in this agency is in a very strong position from a ratio standpoint. You can pay off all your long-term debt, nearly 100 times over. You can pay off your long-term mortgage 10 times over, 12 times over. And your cash position, as compared to your total budget revenue, is nearly 30%. So if you want to call that kind of how you might call the reserve number, you have nearly 30% in cash right now in excess of your annual budgeted revenue, or not in excess, in relation to your annual budget revenue. So in general, expenditures continue to be under budget. Revenues, sales tax continue to be strong. It's projected right now to finish about $500,000 better than we thought. So we're projecting out to be a strong year. And nothing so far has told us different. So a little bit of the same storyline that you've heard before.
Thank you, Marcus. Any board member questions or comments? Seeing none, well, for items A, B, and C, for the informational items, if anyone from the public would like to speak to those items. Sir, you have 2.5 minutes.
Hi. There's a couple things I wanted to mention. The first is about that long-term debt. I didn't get to stay for the whole finance committee meeting, but this got talked about a little bit. The that loan is at 5%, and it's the interest is about $1,000 a month. Right now, the $2 million that the library has in cash is invested in a pool that the city maintains, and I think that's returning less than 1% at this point. So you're paying 5% on this loan, getting less than 1% on the money that you've got in cash, and I think at this point you got to just pay off that loan. Now, if and especially because you're planning on borrowing a great deal more than that within less than 5 years. The loan has about 5 years remaining. If you weren't planning on borrowing a lot of money during that, before that loan expires, then I might think you might want to keep it. Or if it was at a really advantageous rate of interest, then I would think you might want to keep it. 5% was a reasonable rate of interest at the beginning of the loan back in 2008, but at this point, it's a really high rate of interest. So I think you ought to pay off that loan before the end of the fiscal year. I used to be, about 20 years ago, I was the treasurer for Felton Presbyterian Church. And so I kind of, to me, it seems like some things are better if they're simpler. You can just get rid of something. You don't have to put a note in your financial statement. And so I think it would be a good thing to get rid of that before the end of the fiscal year. The second thing I wanted to mention is about CalPERS. I noticed last year that CalPERS makes a 3.5% discount available to any agency that participates. In order to get this discount, you have to pay the full amount of your obligation at the beginning of July, and that's coming up pretty shortly. 3.5% is better than anything anybody can invest in these days. And the city, you're kind of at the mercy of the city here to make that prepayment in order to get that discount. But it looks to me like the city has the money. And it seems to me that it would be worthwhile for the library to join with the city, maybe give the city $1 million towards the $11 million that the city would need to prepay that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments from the public on these three items?
I just had a question for Marcus.
What is the position? I assume the finance committee's talked about this loan. I'm just wondering what the position was.
You know, I can say I was going to comment on it.
Okay.
We've had discussions on this in the past at the sub-finance committee meeting. I think it might be something we could revisit at the board retreat.
Okay, great.
This is not an action item. The next item is, so seeing no other comments, we'll go to that, facilities plan discussion.
I just a couple comments and then discussion on your part. You have a bound copy. There's the consultant tried to respond to questions and concerns that were raised, and then later today we sent out a technical report on clarifying some of the methodology. The next steps, and basically, and I need to change that, it's not really adopted, accepting the plan as it is. If there's some changes, you know, small changes, we can do that for sure. But by accepting it, we're not making decisions as to what projects, we're going to go forward with, what order they're going to go in, or how we're going to fund them. That's the work that still needs to come. Really, it's just accepting the consultant's report that they've analyzed what they're recommending the needs are, their estimate of cost based on the various factors that they presented, and giving this to us as a framework from which we can move forward. We did make a small change today that I think I'll let Bruce address. Do you want to? And those changes are actually in here. So there's a couple of pages that are slightly different than what you previously saw online, and the new online version is slightly different too. So why don't I, Bruce, why don't you want to address that, and then?
Well, yeah, this has to do with the Felton Library, and I fully understand that as we move forward, we're going to look at this as the whole system. But this is the one that I'm just particularly interested in, of course. And I just wanted to, we're moving forward with an MOU. It's now further along than it has been. The consultants didn't have time, I don't think, at this report to know. And we have an updated version that we're still going to have to talk to county council with and all and so forth. So we need to address that. It was mentioned earlier that the Felton Library is going to be in the neighborhood of 4,000 feet. Now it has this at 9,300 feet. But what really concerns me is it says that we would staff it at the current level, and that's two half-time persons in a 1,500 square foot building. And I just don't know how we get there in that situation. We've got some specifics that we're going to want to talk about in each of these libraries, I know, but that's one that concerned me. I just wanted to, I think we're going to have more study with this, of course, in a subcommittee of some type or however we want to go about it. But these are a few of the things that are concerned with me. And then just update you on the MOU of what we've been talking about with the Rudy family.
Right. I think everybody on the board knows about the Verrutis are donating a piece of land, and then the number of studies were done. But the final piece was an MOU that this board said they wanted to be a party to. It's basically they're donating the land to the county, but since the library obviously has a huge interest in this project, this board probably a year ago said we wanted to be a party. You wanted to be a party to whatever MOU was arranged with the Verrutis on the land. And so that process has been ongoing and got stalled for a little bit, but Bruce came in and met with them. There were some issues going on, and Bruce met with them a couple of weeks ago. And I then heard from Dana McRae, the county council, that a draft of an MOU was forthcoming, and then I didn't hear anything.
She was on vacation.
She was on vacation, which I didn't know. So we know we're closer than we thought we were, and it's really just, my understanding is we're very, very close. We did make a couple of changes in the plan to reflect that. And the plan right now is the 9,300 square foot building on the Verrutti property.
Before we turn it over to the public, are there any board member questions or comments regarding the facility plan? Board member Gert?
Yeah, I was happy to see the 4,000 square foot reference gone. Plan has gone through a lot of different morphings, and I wasn't up to the latest, you know, edition of it that must have been put out a few hours ago. So
I feel a little like I would like to take some time to go over the current plan that I've just really seen. I've made a lot of notes for the old one, and I see some of them really aren't, you know, they've already been taken care of. So, but I would hope that tonight we could hold off on approving this plan and have some time to just go through it either as a probably point a subcommittee, because I do have a few issues. I know a couple other board members do too. So that's, I'm not going to go into them, but certainly one of them is someone that Bruce just pointed out, which is if Felton, when they build the 9,300 square foot branch, we could be no way to operate a branch on its current staffing level. So I would definitely like that piece removed from this. And then there's a few other things too. Are you wondering what I'm saying?
No, I think
oh,
I think
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's it's issues like that, that in accepting the plan, it, there's still quite a bit of room for, they're not recommending staffing at any level. I mean, they're just,
this does right here.
It was kind of a standard that the board wanted, you know, we wanted to be able to do these buildings with no additional staff. The one exception to that probably is Felton, and that occurred to me, but it seemed like if the board's going to commit to, when the board commits to that project, they're going to need to commit to, it needs to be gone into in more detail once the board commits to it.
Yeah, and I'd like that put into the document. You know, I think it's important that it be reflected in this document. So I would like to hold off. And there's a few other things that I would like to go over. You know, I since this whole document, you know, this is kind of, like I said, the last minute addition that I haven't even seen. I'd like to go over it, have time to do that.
The only change from what was sent out on Thursday is the reference to the 4,000 to 9,000. Otherwise, it's the same version
okay.
you got on Thursday.
Okay.
Maybe we'll still continue the discussion. Are there any other comments regarding other aspects of the plan? Board Member English?
One of the questions that I have is the question of sizing of new libraries or resizing of existing libraries. And the methodology that has gone into it, I think needs to be looked at quite closely, because we're talking about construction costs of close to $500 a square foot. And so when ranges are given from, you know, X thousand to Y thousand, and that range is like 100% difference, we're talking about gazillions of dollars difference in cost. And so I'm with Nancy on the idea that we need to take a closer look at the numbers, the sizing numbers, and understand the basis for it so that we can perhaps more tightly state what we really intend to do. Now, I realize this is a consultant's report, and so I'm a little bit uncertain as to, you know, when we're being asked to accept it, are we accepting it because we think what it says is appropriate and correct and is going to be our marching orders for the next 10 years, or are we accepting it because, no, they're giving it to us, and we're taking it, and we're going to take it from here. So I'm not quite sure what the implications are of this acceptance process.
I had the same question regarding what our real action is tonight. Is it just accepting a report? I have no problem with that. There's, you know, I say 90% of what's in here is good and stable, and we can work with it. And nothing in here is written in stone. If you're asking us to approve this as our plan to go forward, there probably isn't a page on here that one of us doesn't want to say something about. So maybe we just need feedback or reassurance exactly what we're approving or receiving.
Any other comments?
Did you
have anything? Yeah, I was going to turn it over. If no one else have any comments initially, I'd like to open it up to the public to comment on the facilities plan. As you remember, at our last meeting on March 18th, we had a special meeting where we heard the presentation from the designers that went over this in great detail. You have a copy of the plan that did have some corrections that were just mentioned recently regarding the Felton branch. But any comments or feedback that you'd like to give now, in addition to what you may have already given at the prior board meeting, would be appreciated. Anyone? Sir? Anthony, you looked like you were going to get up. If you're not, no problem.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the fact that you had a little bit of board discussion before you turned it over to the public, because that kind of simplifies it for me. When I look at a big plan like this, I look at it kind of holistically, and so I can't look at $60 or $80 million of spending without looking at the other side of how is this going to be financed. It's just the way I think. I have to see the whole thing, and so I'm really curious about what kind of taxes, what kind of bonds, what's the time frame, is this all going to happen at once, is it going to happen in stages? So there's a lot of details that I'm curious about here. The other thing that I wanted to say is that I guess I was a little bit surprised that the amount was so high a few weeks ago. And I saw, like I live in Boulder Creek, so I saw close to $2 million for the Boulder Creek Library. I had no idea that it needed that much money. And when I think about Ben Lomond through Boulder Creek, if there was going to be $2 million invested in some capital project, I would probably be a little bit more interested in seeing the Ben Lomond Dam come back and seeing that equal amount of money going into the Boulder Creek Library, which seems sort of okay to me in a lot of ways. And then when I look at the total plan, which could go up to like $84 million, was I think the number I saw. When I think about a number that big throughout the county, then I think about roads. I think, gosh, I mean, we need to spend that much on roads. So there's a lot of other competing interests here besides libraries. My mom worked in a library. I believe in libraries. I've got more library cards in my pocket than credit cards. But anyway, those are just some of my thoughts. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak on this item? No?
I guess I just want to say that in terms of the both of us, we may be campaigning for interventional bond, but it's really important that you be something that there be a perception of equitable distribution of the resources. And then I know you're through with that, but I think that's your key to eventual package.
All right, thank you. Any other comments? We'll bring it back to the board then, seeing none. No further discussion?
Well, I appreciated this, and I especially appreciated the addition, the methodology. And I wasn't on the board at the time that this was initiated, but my impression is that the consultants were engaged to do a survey of what's the current status of the physical condition of the libraries, what do they need to be, basic maintenance improvements, and more visionary. And I think that's what they've delivered to us. In a broad brush with some flexibility, and people are right about the need to do something for countywide, something for everyone, and also once we get into possible funding, there'll be some testing about what's the price point the public will accept. I happen to think the public is very supportive of libraries, but we'll see down the line, and projects will have to work within that reality. I was also... I looked at some of the details of the methodology and was particularly pleased that they cross-checked their estimates in a variety of different ways, including locally with Bogard and companies that have a feeling for a local construction project. So, and just to answer the question, what does it mean to accept a report? It's just that. It's not an action plan. It's not a phased work program. This is just the report that we asked the consultants produce about the status and future needs of the system. So I'm comfortable accepting this, understanding that questions of financing and sequencing and priorities will come later.
Is that a motion?
I can make the motion. Yes,
okay.
So move.
I'll second that. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It's a motion by Councilmember Matthews, second by Councilmember Termini.
And I would like to say that, you know, we spent a lot of money for this plan. So it'd be nice to get it pretty accurate. I mean, as accurate as we feel like it can be. There's a few places, I think it could be tightened up. I think it's 95% there. But why do we have to rush tonight to approve it without going, I mean, it would take the consultants probably, if we could all agree, you know, 20 minutes to do these edits, and then we would have a document that in 5 years, when this board completely changes, would accurately reflect exactly what we want. And there's a couple things in here that I think we could take a look at. So I'm not sure why we're rushing to accept it tonight.
Councilmember Reed.
Thank you. From my perspective, what we want would be something that, as Councilmember Matthews pointed out, is worked out over many meetings and a long process. This really is the beginning of what hopefully is going to culminate in the successful facilities bond somewhere down the road. So we're not approving the plan as I see it. We're just accepting it to the point that Councilmember Termini raised, just stating the obvious that a consultant was engaged by us. This is their work. We're accepting the work. We're not approving the work. This is opening day of 162 game season for us to figure out what we're going to put before the voters. So I think there's plenty of time to be able to make any edits and questions about priorities and phasing and dollars and what the public's going to support. Those are the real cruxes that we're going to have to wrestle with. And we can't answer that tonight. We're not going to be able to answer that next week, next time we have a meeting. That's going to be a long process. So from my perspective, I support the motion, and I think everybody will have ample opportunity to comment on what we need to do from here.
Before you comment, did you have a comment?
To speak to Board Member Gert's point, to me, the motion, since it specifically states it's establishing a board committee, and then point A is recommend specific projects where the plan provides options, that is exactly the point, then, where you're allowed in the motion here to create a subcommittee that's going to discuss the details associated with this point. It might be, if the maker of the motion would approve it, it might be better to change the first word, and I'm not normally this kind of person, from adopt to accept under
yes,
the
that's
facilities.
That's quite okay.
Yeah, it was my mistake.
Okay, which may also sort of appease some of the concerns and for the minutes would also reflect the intention of the board, which is not to adopt the plan as presented, but instead to accept it as presented. So if the maker in the second.
I thought that's what I heard from.
I think that's what I said.
It's just not what's presented before us.
It's not reflected in the report.
Yes, okay. You're right, and that was my error in language, and I meant to do accept. Her motion did say accept.
Supervisor McPherson?
Yeah, I think that's a good point to accept it, because there is going to be a lot of discussion, and probably the timeline is November 2014, like many other things on roads and many other subjects that are going to be on the ballot, possibly with a 55% threshold, not a two-thirds threshold, but everybody's waiting for to see what the legislature does on that. So I could accept that motion. I do think that we're going to have a lot of discussions, and that you went through this, the board, just in the last couple of years, has gone through a lot of discussions on the format of what we want to do and to keep the 10 libraries alive and well as best we can. So I'll go along with the motion, but knowing that there are some real concerns that I have. We didn't ask the consultants to prioritize and say which ones should go first. That should be discussed in the committee's subcommittee or whatever form we want to do it. And a lot of long-range discussions over the next several months, I think, with this board will have. So I could go along with the motion, but knowing clear well that we've got to get down to specifics ourselves and priorities ourselves.
I just want to clarify that if we're accepting the report, you also in your report here suggest the direction to you for the ongoing, the next steps, and that's not part of the motion.
Probably a separate motion.
All right. So at this point, the motion on the floor is to accept the report, and then with the we understand that we have these additional actions that we're having a subcommittee and evaluating the options that will be the phasing and all of that goes on. That's understood.
Well, I think it's entirely appropriate to have another motion directing the library director to right.
initiate the next steps as outlined in her report.
Right.
And that's specific.
My understanding was that the discussion was we are just now focused on number one of the recommendation, okay, where it's looking at the Library Joint Powers Board accepting the report. And if we can go to a vote, do you have another comment regarding
that? Yeah, I just want to say that I could accept this report, but I would like that that phrase removed from the page 44, a building that can be operated efficiently and effectively on its current staffing level. I think that's incorrect. So, and I think it might occur in another place in the document, but I'd have to look since it's...
My understanding that was covered at that was in the front end of the discussion. Supervisor McPherson pointed that out.
Okay.
And wanted that,
well,
that
I just wanted to make sure that was in the record and it was going to happen.
Okay.
Frankly, it was a line that I think they cut and pasted 10 times. I mean, they got it into every. I mean, it was in every. It was kind of endemic throughout the report. But so
no, I don't think it is.
I think we can take it out. Go back and look, maybe do a word check and we can reference.
Yes, I will have them do a word check and we can take that line out. You can keep these or give these back, and they will produce another one with the changes official. You know, we cut and pasted them in today with those changes in there, so that the official versions out there read the way you want them.
So just to be explicit, I'll have the motion include the direction to revise that language.
Okay,
yeah,
make a motion. Our second. Okay, I think we did. Board Member English.
I'd like to understand the mechanics of setting up the subcommittee that Nancy has suggested. Is that a separate issue?
Well, can we discuss that in part two? First, we'll take a vote on accepting the report, and then we'll go to that. So
I just wanted to make clear that the other thing about accepting the report is it's telling the consultant, you're done. We're going to finish paying you. That's really what accepting the report.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor for the Library Joint Powers Board to accept this facilities report?
Aye.
Those opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, the second part of this recommendation was to provide direction to the library director on next steps identified in the report. You have on page 23... and 24, some specific recommendations to get things started. And why don't we start with your last comment, Dick, about the setting up a committee.
I think Nancy was broached the topic, so do you want to say anything about it?
Well, I think it's actually laid out here, correct? I mean, establish a board committee to continue the work. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're referring to right now?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a representative from each city and the county, is that correct?
I don't think it's been specified as far as how that committee would be composed or what what the process would be. I mean, we need to be mindful that we can have up to four members of our board serve on that committee without violating the Brown Act.
And we could do that the way that Supervisor has laid out, one for each city. If we have the right county representative, it would be.
I vote for Chris.
Yeah, right.
I think that's what I just did.
So, discussion, this is right now the time to kind of discuss those mechanics. I heard a suggestion, it seemed like one that there was some consensus on.
Yes. Well, then I'll make a motion to for 2 and 3, and under 3, with the changes adding Supervisor McPherson's recommendation, that it be a representative from each city and from the county.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Motion by Supervisor Friend, second by Councilmember Matthews. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, put to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Passes unanimously.
We could start with volunteers.
Yeah.
David and I are wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll discuss the composition and then a meeting schedule prior to the retreat. We'll get get together with you and Teresa and we can discuss that. Okay,
we
okay, the next item on the agenda is the replacement of the integrated ILS.
Sorry, I'm kind of sick tonight, so I'm coming down with something. So I'm in trouble thinking. Okay, so the ILS, as we've talked about in preliminary recommendations from the consultant who's working on our technology strategic plan, he's worked very closely with staff, and we've identified that the current ILS is not meeting our needs for a number of reasons that I am not going to go into unless you want to ask me questions about it. We decided to carve this out from the full technology report, which the comprehensive report should be available by the June meeting. I believe I see representatives from the city IT here. We are still on schedule, my understanding, for approval of the city plan at the May 28th City Council meeting, which would be right in timing for our June board meeting. So we are working on that plan together. So we don't want to lose a couple more months for the ILS switch over because we're in a very precarious position right now. It's kind of unstable. We're holding our own, but it is going to take close to a year to complete the process of migrating to a new system. So we really want to get started on that, and there's nobody doubts we need to go there. So what I'd like to do tonight is have you approve the contract with a consultant to help us clarify our needs. This is somebody who really knows all the systems, works with all the various vendors, and I think of it as a matchmaker. What's the right system for this library, given our culture, our needs, and she knows those systems really well, and very importantly, can negotiate the marriage contract, which is what a good matchmaker does. So, because the contract negotiations on ILS systems is really important, and we made a number of mistakes the last time, and I don't want to repeat those. So that's the first piece. The second piece is last time we did a migration, we had a staff member in the IT department who is no longer there. I'll call them a lay person. They were not an IT person. It was actually a librarian who was assigned to the IT department, and she was able to act as the migration coordinator because she didn't have the IT responsibilities to keep her, to distract her. With the restructuring, we're really bare bones everywhere, and we really need to bring, we have a staff member identified who's worked very closely bringing this system, Evergreen system, along as much as we can. He knows it inside out. He knows our circulation needs, which is the major component, and is well respected by all the staff, and we've identified him as a good person to be a migration coordinator. It does fit within his current job description. He would get special project pay, which is just a slight increase. Some of his responsibilities are management responsibilities, and our on-site services manager, Gail Farthing, has agreed to take those on as extra responsibilities within her job for the next year. And what we need to backfill is his time on the public service desk. And that's close to 20 hours a week that he should be spending there. And that's the additional request I'm making, is that we authorize the backfilling, the creation of this temporary position and the backfilling of that. So that's it. Questions?
Okay. Board member questions before we open up to the public? Councilmember Termini.
Just for clarity, I have consumed the Kool-Aid on the consultant. Thank you very much.
That's a step just here. Delicious. Here, have some more.
I have a concern about migration staffing, and it's my understanding that migration timing doesn't take place till the ILS is a little closer to our own. So I think that item number two I'd like to see as a separate motion action, because I'm not necessarily in favor of, at this time, doing item number two, but certainly when we get closer and choose a system. So maybe you could explain, I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I think there's a disconnect, and I think that's because of the terminology we use. We called it migration coordinator because we had to come up with a term. But it's really starting from the very beginning all the way through the migration to the end. So assuming you approve the consultant tonight, we will call her tomorrow and actually physically sign the contract. And she needs a primary contact here at the library to work with. We are going to be forming staff teams, circulation. Well, I'm not really sure how it'll come. That's what they need to work out. What I envision is circulation, acquisitions, cataloging, all the various components that go into the ILS. There'll be a staff team involved, and we need somebody on our end who can be the liaison from those groups to the consultant. Because otherwise, that consultant's having to deal with huge number of people who are going to be involved in the selection of this new ILS. We need to start by identifying what are our needs in a new ILS. What do we need to work, and how do we need it to work? And the only people who can do that are the people that are doing the work. I can't tell you what it takes to order a book, but the folks that are doing that know what the steps are and how the system should function. They need somebody to be their liaison with the consultant, because she won't have the time to spend that much with each individual, but with a team and with this liaison, that'll be the primary communication person.
And the way I see it unfolding is we've doubled the cost of the consultant by adding another layer of staffing. That, from your own numbers, doubles the cost of this endeavor. Mm-hmm. And I'm still, part of me is a little reluctant with regard to not having an IT manager and going forward in a major IT project. So those are my concerns.
Any other board member English?
I've already shared concerns with Teresa about not the migration, because I can see the functional need for that person very clearly. And I agree that it should be from the beginning. The consulting process, however, it seems like we are starting from zero in terms of defining the needs for this new system. And while I understand we didn't do an RFP for Evergreen, I imagine that the folks that are using Evergreen today are so aware of what the needs are and what doesn't work with Evergreen that it strikes me that it's going to be a much quicker process to get to a definition of what's required than what was laid out in the plan. And at $175 an hour for a consultant, anything we can do to streamline that plan, I think, is going to save us money. I was astounded at the rate that was talked about here. This is a public agency, and that's the kind of number that people are charging over the hill for services, IT services, and other professional services. It's a top dollar rate, and maybe that's what we have to pay. But like, if we have to pay the rate, then the only thing we can work on is how much of it we use, and if we can find ways to simplify the process, it'll just drive the cost down.
And it wasn't too long ago that we defined this once before in our, move to Evergreen. So we've known for a long time what we needed. We thought Evergreen was going to do it.
Having been in the situation myself of procuring an ILS system, I actually didn't have the same reaction of sticker shock on this. I feel as though for 6 months worth of work, to get somebody who can really nail an RFP for us and get us a good solicit and get us a good contract for a good product, I think this is money well spent and not terribly out of line with what you would expect to get from an IT consultant on another kind of contract. And so, from my own perspective, I thought it was a fairly reasonable proposal. I also think that having the migration coordinator, I don't think that you necessarily need to have an IT manager. A library information system like this is really driven as much as anything by the staff that are using it and who really are the hands-on implementers of it. And I think having a migration coordinator, someone on the staff, is not necessarily an IT person, but an integrated library system user who can represent the library staff and be the, what we would have called in the federal government, the COTR, the contracting officer technical representative.
Right.
I never forget that.
There you go, Lisa.
Right. That you need that kind of someone that can really work with the consultant and then make sure that the RFP really reflects what we want and then get it out there and solicit the bids. I personally thought it was a pretty reasonable package that you were proposing. But
any other board member comments before we turn
questions or comments?
Right now, questions or comments, if you'd like.
lots of comments. I'll wait.
Okay. None. I'll turn it over to the public. If anyone has any comments or questions regarding the ILS, the replacement of the integrated ILS. Okay, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board for questions or comments.
I'm trained.
Yeah, I think for a system we're skating on thin ice and it could go haywire at any time, and it's going to take 11 months in the best of circumstances to get something new online, more or less, as I understand it. I mean, I think we need to move forward. It makes a lot of sense to, as laid out here, to have a work group figuring out what the different needs are, someone coordinating it, and that's, I think, where you get the cost-effective relationship with your paid consultant. You're doing as much work internally as possible, and then have a good relationship. And we're not just looking at the problems we have with Evergreen, but what are the needs? Absent Evergreen, clean slate, and particularly, how do we want to move into the future? So I feel very comfortable going ahead and moving both parts of this recommendation, that we approve the contract with the consultant and that we approve the recommendation. And I like your term to realign staff, because it wasn't just allocating, it was adding some of the backfill too. So realigning staff to coordinate the project for an estimated additional cost of $26,000. I think that's how you laid it out. So I'll make that a motion.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Just as background, we did have some discussion about the coordination of the project in the end. I understand we have a motion and a second on this, so it's a further discussion.
So we're taking both items simultaneously.
If it's okay with you.
You know, it'll just make for an uncomfortable half a vote. That's okay. I think there's a new flavor of Kool-Aid.
Before we vote, I mean, I'm persuaded by this just to make sure that we do have an effective project coordinator, and I appreciated Board Member Dexter's comment going through this, having someone that's experienced to guide the transition. So I'm in support of this motion. So we have a motion and a second on this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Passes unanimously. So we can move now on to the other business board retreat update. This is an oral update.
I believe we are at May 18th from 9 to 1. There's Mike's going to have to leave us a little early.
I'll be there.
Unless this group wants to start
a little earlier.
I'll be there. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he part of the committee that was organizing this?
Yes. It was very difficult getting a date, trust me. May 18th, 9 to 1 at the Scotts Valley Library.
Okay.
We will have snacks for you. So if there's anything in particular that keeps you going, let me know. And the committee is, we've identified with Nancy, Mike, and Martha, and I think it was Mike's suggestion, we've got a facilitator that I'm working with, and just got a quote from, and we're going to move forward to just keep the meeting going. Most of the content's right here, and we'll get more out to you as time goes on.
I would just like to comment on the facilitator. It's actually more than just keeping the meeting running. I mean, all of us on the committee really felt strongly that we needed somebody that would free all of us, including Marcus and Teresa, to participate in the meeting without having to worry about running it.
Mm-hmm.
And this facilitator will not only run the meeting, but will also provide notes and you know, summary for us afterwards. So I think it's a important for us.
And I know we heard some discussion today. One of the items that we want to make sure is on there is prepaying any debt that's out there.
Yep.
Discussion. Any members of the public that want to speak to this upcoming board retreat agenda item? Okay, seeing none, thanks for that report. And we'll move on to written communications. And as you know, the custom of the board, there's generally quite a bit of oral communications or written communications that are included in this. They're really just for board members to review, and if there's questions you have regarding a specific document, we can take care of it. I did want to highlight the staff recognition that was
three
included
staff are here.
In there. The three staff members are here.
Helga, Subrathiano.
No, not me.
You're on here.
I am.
Yeah.
What do I do? We'll find out.
We need data for the
Philly's master plan. Yesterday, she got it done that day.
Oh.
It was random. And Ann Young, who also, based on the website.
So if we can give a hand to all the staff. Are there any other questions from the written communications that were included in the packet?
It's not very often you see a mountain lion sighting at a library report. Thank you very much for that. And thank you, Boulder Creek, for being in the system.
Or that you've heard a wedding in one branch, a mighty mountain.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't the same ranch.
Some great. Okay, we'll move on then to item 11, which is the board meeting calendar. Any other board members' comments on the upcoming schedule, which transitions nicely into number 12, which is the next meeting, which is scheduled for Monday, May 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the downtown branch.
Do you want to take these, but they'll get replaced with the revised version, and then you can give those back? Because I really don't want them floating out there if they're not correct. I think you probably want to read them.
I will. I'll look.
And
I'll give it back.
If there are minor changes, give us an errata sheet or something.
Right. Okay.
You don't need a whole thing around.
That's good.
Right.
That's
okay.
A good idea. Well, as you know, today is Monday, April 1st, and we did talk about meeting out in Kauai last time, I don't know if you certainly could do it, disappointed, but thank you for being ready.
I did. I always
was tempted to do a separate agenda.
Now the meeting is adjourned.